Next, I wrote my intentions for Shalom Bayis, and I feel that Shalom Bayis means I would have to self-negate because it's the only way my husband would be happy. What should I do? Please listen carefully to my answer. Actually, from your question, to me it sounds like you think Shalom Bayis is about making your husband happy. By the way, that's a rule. How will I know that I have Shalom Bayis? When I make my husband happy. Can you see? There's rules about everything. We set them up, but we're not conscious about them. To find them, ask yourself, how are you going to know you have Shalom Bayis? In this participant's question, I hear that in this equation, she's got to make her husband happy. And the problem is that the only way you can see how you can make him happy is by negating yourself. With this setup and rule, you're really trapped because either you make him happy and then you perceive yourself as having Shalom Bayis, or you make yourself happy doing whatever it is that you need to do to be yourself, to be self-expressed and truly who you are. But since for whatever reasons your husband hasn't figured out how to be happy as yet with who you really are, he's going to get there, but he hasn't figured it out as yet, then you feel like now I'm happy, but I lost my Shalom Bayis because he's not happy, because that's your rule about Shalom Bayis. So I invite you to change your definition of Shalom Bayis, and you'll see it will open up a new level of freedom to you. So what is Shalom Bayis? And everyone can write their own rules. This is my definition. You can adopt my definition or tweak it to make it to make sense for you, or just write your own. It's an example only. And to me, it's when the two of us share the best of who we are. That means we offer the best of who we are to each other to help each other experience greater well-being in all areas of life, whilst honoring and respecting each other's individuality, uniqueness, preferences, and goals. In other words, I'm offering the best of myself to my husband and at the same time honoring and respecting my own individuality, uniqueness, preferences, and goals, and certainly his individuality, uniqueness, preferences, and goals. Shalom Bayis is when we forgive each other's limitations and are both committed to working towards improvement for the future. And so we're both committed to investing in our marriage experience, making every day our marriage experience better and better and more rewarding for both of us. Now, in this definition, it is not my job to make my husband happy. It's his job to find his own happiness next to the truth of who I am. And it's my job to find my own happiness next to the truth of who he is. When you let go of being responsible to make your husband happy and create a different rule by which you will determine your Shalom Bayis, and remember, your rules must be in your control and doable, you will change the entire dynamics. I really hope you understand the depth of what I'm saying. Listen to this again if necessary. You cannot take responsibility for someone else's happiness and feel good because that's simply not in your control. Each one of us are in charge of our own happiness. And by the way, my personal rules about my Shalom Bayis, of course, as I say it to you, involves the two of us. And yet, for me, engaging my own Shalom Bayis, I would be taking responsibility for my work to live by this rule. And guess what happens? As you take responsibility for your own role that you play in investing and improving the quality of your marriage, you take responsibility for your own work. Your husband will mirror that back to you. If you honor his individuality, his uniqueness, his preferences and goals, what do you think he's going to do for you in return? Okay? So anything that you see is lacking, you always want to make the commitment to offer that first. And as you do, and you're committed to that, things will shift and change because he'll mirror that back to you.